Today's reading begins in Acts chapter 28, verse 1. Acts 28, verse 1. After we were brought safely through, we learned that the island was called Malta. The native people showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and welcomed us all, because it had begun to rain and was cold. When Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and put them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened onto his hand. When the native people saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he has escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." He, however, shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. They were waiting for him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But when they had waited a long time and saw no misfortune come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now in the neighborhood of that place were lands belonging to the chief man of the island, named Publius, who received us and entertained us hospitably for 3 days. It happened that the father of Publius lay sick with fever and dysentery, and Paul visited him and prayed, and putting his hands on him, healed him. And when this had taken place, the rest of the people on the island who had diseases also came and were cured. They also honored us greatly, and when we were about to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. After 3 months we set sail in a ship that had wintered in the island, a ship of Alexandria, with the twin gods as a figurehead. Putting in at Syracuse, we stayed there for 3 days, and from there we made a circuit and arrived at Rhegium. After 1 day a south wind sprang up, and on the second day we came to Puteoli. There we found brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. And the brothers there, when they heard about us, came as far as the forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. On seeing them, Paul thanked God and took courage. And when we came into Rome, Paul was allowed to stay by himself with the soldier who guarded him. After 3 days he called together the local leaders of the Jews, and when they had gathered he said to them, "Brothers, though I had done nothing against our people or the customs of our fathers, yet I was delivered as a prisoner from Jerusalem into the hands of the Romans. When they had examined me, they wished to set me at liberty, because there was no reason for the death penalty in my case. But because the Jews objected, I was compelled to appeal to Caesar, though I had no charge to bring against my nation. For this reason, therefore, I have asked to see you and speak with you, since it is because of the hope of Israel that I am wearing this chain." And they said to him, "We received no letters from Judea about you, and none of the brothers coming here has reported or spoken any evil about you. But we desire to hear from you what your views are, for with regard to this sect we know that everywhere it is spoken against." When they had appointed a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in greater numbers. From morning till evening he expounded to them, testifying to the kingdom of God, and trying to convince them about Jesus, both from the law of Moses and from the prophets. And some were convinced by what he said, but others disbelieved. And disagreeing among themselves, they departed after Paul had made one statement: "The Holy Spirit was right in saying to your fathers through Isaiah the prophet, 'Go to this people and say, you will indeed hear, but never understand, and you will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Therefore let it be known to you that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles. They will listen.' He lived there 2 whole years at his own expense, and welcomed all who came to him, proclaiming the kingdom of God, and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance." We had previously seen that Paul had gotten shipwrecked after a long period of time without food, and the soldiers and the pilot of the ship had not listened to him when he told them of disaster that would come upon them, and they end up at this island called Malta. Malta is located 58 miles south of what's modern Sicily. The residents of that island welcomed them and gave them hospitality, setting up to warm them and provide for them. It was quite gracious considering how many people were on that ship. Perhaps they were used to seeing people coming through on ships. But the word there that says natives implies that these inhabitants were considered foreigners by the Roman Empire and did not share the customs of the Greeks and the Romans. In other words, they were very different people. But we do see some ideas that we see among the Greeks, which was, you know, attributing different things to gods. For Paul is bitten by a snake that presumably was poisonous, since they all expected something very terrible to happen. Yet, by the power of God, he just shakes it off into the fire and he is just fine. He ends up healing the father of Publius, which is a chief or an official on the island. And that ends up prompting people to bring many more to him that needed healing, and he did so. All of this results in these people providing supplies for them when they sailed on their way. And so they sail again in a ship of Alexandria, and they end up at Rome. Out of all of the things that have happened up to this point, there is one very important fact that the soldiers and the other men have learned, and that is Paul is an honorable individual. They're not carrying a prisoner that they've got to keep eyes on all the time, lest he escape for some reason. No, he is with them and helps them and advises them and, yes, teaches them. So when he arrives at Rome, he is allowed to stay by himself along with one soldier to guard him. And so while he's there, he calls the local leaders of the Jews, relates to them what has happened to him. Apparently the Jews in Jerusalem did not follow up in, you know, sending letters or sending people to say anything about Paul, because they don't know anything about it. But they do listen to him for a time. Some believed, some didn't believe. It became a contention between them. And Paul quotes from Isaiah, a passage that is quoted several times. This people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and their eyes they have closed. And this is when he tells them, now salvation goes to the Gentiles. So the book of Acts ends with us learning that Paul was there 2 years at his own expense. I assume that brothers supported him. There were many people that came to speak with him and learn from him. And he welcomed all of them. And he proclaimed the kingdom of God and teach the Lord Jesus, you know, taught the gospel during this time in which he is under house arrest. He did so with boldness and without hindrance. The Romans did not stop him in any way. And that's the limit of the inspired history that we have about Paul. In our next reading, we will begin in the book of Romans. For today, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.